Yeah, right okay. Now, are you hungry?
No,
are you,
no.
You know, are you
insurance is paid, and I go there on this health insurance, even if I don't know about buying this, you know. I mean, I have used it, but there's something about it that,
betting against yourself.
It is.
You type of insurance.
Well, by law, we have to have now, certainly, for car insurance.
You have to do what you have to do.
Take maybe she was led to have it for this need now. Maybe want me to get the
take this money as an example. I owe nothing.
You owe nothing?
I own nothing.
Okay.
There's nothing I own. I've got everything. I have nothing, but I have everything.
But you're so much advanced, you want grandchildren.
Well, I don't know about them. Except I have no needs. I live in a good place. I eat properly. But I own nothing. I'm just there.
I don't own anything either.
I have no insurance.
Oh, yeah, I got that. I have a car, a use of a car, but I don't really own the car, and I don't own the house that I live in. I don't think anybody here does. The way I feel about insurance, this may be stupid earthquake reaction, but it kind of ties in, is that the odds are for the house, the odds are just like Vegas. These companies wouldn't stay in business if they weren't making money.
I don't think they'll probably reinsure me after this year. I mean, why would they?
They're moving on. Or they'll raise the rates, so they won't lose.
But you got to be very careful when you talk about these things. No, I mean, if you don't have the consciousness, you can cause a lot of problems for yourself. I remember many years ago we had a class about something like this. And I used to talk about when I lived in Hawaii. And I used to talk about the fact that I never locked my car. And nothing's ever been stolen. Because I never thought that I needed to lock my car. So I never did. But I apparently said the wrong thing to somebody. Because there was one person in the class, he always locked his car and he didn't trust anybody. When he heard me talk about this, he said he was going to do the same thing. He was a shirt salesman. In the back of his car he had samples of about 20 different shirts. And the one time he didn't lock his car, somebody stole all the shirts out of his car. So I said, I didn't tell you not to lock your car. I said, I don't lock my car. But you have to do what you have to do. Until the time comes that you don't have to do it anymore. Everybody's different.
That's what I meant about you being more advanced.
I don't think I'm more advanced. It just happened like that.
He feels comfortable with that. He has no fear about it.
I don't even think about it.
The same would be with insurance. If I still think about it, then I probably better just get it.
That's right.
But that, with buying it, doesn't make you get sick, though, necessarily.
No, why should it make you get sick? Unless you think you've got to get sick so you can use it.
No, no, because there's been lots of times I've had it and didn't even know I had it and I didn't use it.
Some people think they're paying for nothing. They say, why don't I get sick? I've got to use my insurance.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I don't care if I use it. I'll donate the money.
Yeah, just take part.
Thanks for the juice,
Ben. Morning.
No, I'm okay. Do you need more juice?